Today's first lesson from Ecclesiastes offers instruction and encouragement, teaching that seeking only earthly riches and wealth leads to the unhappy business of life. Today's second lesson from Colossians offers instruction and encouragement, teaching that we who have died with Jesus in holy baptism into his body, into the body of Christ, have also been raised with him and are called by Jesus to elevate our actions, words, and deeds to serve only him and his ministries and missions, seeking the things that are above. In today's gospel from St. Luke, Jesus commands us to take care and be on guard against all kinds of greed. The Holy Spirit calls us to the sustenance of Jesus' holy gospel and his holy communion supper, and then sends us to serve Jesus and his ministries and missions.
Let us pray. Benevolent God, our Father, you are our source of life, and your will being done is the goal of our lives. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, continue to teach us to love what is worth loving in your sight, to reject what is offensive in your sight, and to treasure what is most precious in your sight, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us pray for the world, for all victims of any forms of violence, terror, human trafficking, and all displaced peoples. All victims of ethnic, racial, gender, sexual, political, and religious discrimination and violence. All victims of natural disasters, including our brothers and sisters in this country, continuing to recover or dealing with the wildfires in the West, as well as California earthquakes and the results of Hurricane/Tropical Storm Barry. All victims of human-made disasters, including, again, the mass murders and woundings in this country at the festival in California, in Texas at a Walmart, as well as in Ohio at friends having fun out at Dayton. Continue to be with those who have been wounded or murdered, and continue to be with their families and all the first responders who are traumatized just as much by these acts of evil. Continue to be with all victims of war, warlike activity, conflict, oppression, and strife in Africa, Asia, and the Middle East, including in Afghanistan, South Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. Gracious God, our Father of healing and wholeness, through the power of the Holy Spirit, bring relief in every way you see fit for those impacted by natural disasters, human-made disasters, conflicts, persecutions, and wars. Empower all peoples to reach out to those impacted through the healing power of Jesus Christ. God, our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we admit our human frailties and recognize we live in a fallen creation. Restore us each and every way as you see fit so that your will is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The teacher of wisdom who wrote Ecclesiastes sees that working for mere accumulation of wealth turns into an empty game of vanity of vanities. Nevertheless, the teacher asserts in the next verse, it is good to find enjoyment in one's vocation because such enjoyment is a gift from the Lord God. The first lesson is from Ecclesiastes chapter 1. Vanity of vanities, says the teacher. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. I, the teacher, when king over Israel and in Jerusalem, applied my mind to seek and to search out by wisdom all that is done under heaven. It is an unhappy business that God has given to human beings to be busy with. I saw all the deeds that are done under the sun, and I see all is vanity and a chasing after wind. I hated all my toil in which I had toiled under the sun, seeing that I must leave it to those who come after me, and who knows whether it will be wise or foolish. Yet they will be masters of all for which I toiled, and I used my wisdom under the sun. This is also vanity. So I turned and gave my heart up to despair concerning all toil of my labors under the sun, because sometimes one who has toiled with wisdom and knowledge and skill must leave all to be enjoyed by another who did not toil for it. This is also vanity and great evil. What do mortals get from all the toil and strain with which they toil under the sun? For all their days are full of pain, and their work is a vexation. Even at night their minds do not rest. This is also vanity. Word of God, word of life. The Holy Spirit empowers life in Jesus, which includes a radical reorientation of our values. Just as the newly baptized shed their old clothes in order to put on new garments in the body of Christ. So Christians are called to let go of greed and take hold of life shaped by God our Father's love in His Son, Jesus Christ. Second lesson, Colossians 3. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with Him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever in you is earthly: fornication, impurity, passion, evil, desire, and greed, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming on those who are disobedient. These are the ways you also once followed when you were living that life. But now you must get rid of all such things: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive language from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeking that you have stripped off the old self with its practices and have clothed yourself with the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge according to the image of its creator. In that renewed, there is no longer Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian and Scythian, slave and free, but Christ in all, and all in all, and in all. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Today Jesus teaches that in all things, including possessions, we are to be rich towards God as Father. Jesus' teaching includes a parable to warn against identifying the worth of one's life with the value of one's possessions, rather than one's relationship with God as Father. The Holy Spirit helps and guides us to discern God our Father's will for all that we have, including our very lives. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me. But Jesus said to the man, Friend, who set me to be a judge or arbitrator over you? And Jesus said in teaching them, Take care, be on guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. And then Jesus taught them all a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly. And the man thought to himself, What should I do, for I have no place to store my crops? Then the man said, I will do this. I will pull down my barn and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry. But God said to the man, You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us pray. Grace, Heavenly Father, thank you for gathering us here so rich towards us that you gave us through Moses, your prophet, thousands of years ago, the command to honor the Sabbath, to set aside this holy ground time, to be in your presence, in the presence of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit, our advocate, our comforter, our helper, our guide, and our leader in life, always pointing us back to your Son and his redemptive work on his cross and his empty tomb of salvation. We're grateful to worship you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We're grateful to be a church who is ever mindful to take the Holy Gospel, good news, as well as Holy Communion Sacrament to any of our brothers and sisters permanently or temporarily unable to be with us, so they too have a Sabbath. In this wonderful time of being in your presence, you then send us, Father God, in your Son's holy name, out into your mission fields and ministries, wherever they may be, however the Holy Spirit may lead us, knowing that you'll always gift us more than we can ever imagine. And if it is your will being done in your Son's name, we can accomplish anything, even move mountains. We're grateful to do so, beginning with the Sabbath and then out into your kingdom, where your good news is constantly breaking in an often troubled world. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. Great to be with you today to celebrate part of chapter 12's Gospel of St. Luke. And before we get there, you sort of have to set the stage for how St. Luke writes his gospel, which means we need to step back to last Sunday. The beginning of this teaching actually began last Sunday. If you were here, you might remember what it is. If not, I'm going to cover it quickly. But Jesus has been calling and commanding his disciples and all of us to follow him, to go where he sends, knowing the Holy Spirit be with us. And it's a call and a command, and he doesn't want resistance, but he's been getting resistance. Love God and neighbor, Jesus has been teaching. And I send you out to go do these things. And finally, last Sunday, someone said, "Help me, Lord. I want to love God. I want to learn how. I want to love your people. Teach me." And Jesus says, "Now, center yourself in prayer. Begin with prayer. Always begin centering yourself in my Father and his will for you and for me. And know the Holy Spirit is with you." And he gifts us last Sunday with this great gift of the Lord's Prayer. Never take this for granted. This is a beautiful prayer. Beautiful not only because it's from Jesus, because he is gifting it. It's even more beautiful. "Lord, teach us to pray." Pray like this. Father, right there. Relationship he's given us. Pray and know that your Father in heaven, my Father in heaven, is listening. Father, hallowed be your name. And rejoice in saying that. Your name is holy. Not ours, Jesus is teaching us to pray. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Not our will that leads to sin and fault. Your will. May we know what it is through the power of the Holy Spirit. And if your will is being done, that means it's the right thing for our lives. This is a radical reconcept of how we think and pray. And they must have been astounded. Grant us this day our daily bread and sustenance. You know what we need better than we know what we think we need. Give us what we need to sustain our bodies, but also, more important, the sustenance of eternal life. Grant us these things. Forgive us of our sins as we first forgive others of their sins against us. And guide us in that process. Be with us, Jesus, so that we can learn how to do that as best as we can. But we know that you forgive us. Thank you, God Almighty and your Son, for forgiveness. Jesus is saying, pray for it and ask, petition the Lord to forgive us, and know that he answers yes in me, is what Jesus is teaching. And save us from our times of trial. We're sinful. We will go down the wrong path each and every day. Lord, save us from those things that we do that you know are not pleasing in your Father's sight. And may the Holy Spirit, our advocate, our comforter, our helper, our guide, get us back on track. And know that it's possible. And not only possible, it happens if we center ourselves in prayer. And this is exciting. You don't seem very excited about it. You're just bummed out because the other two groups mauled through most of the 6 dozen donuts. I know how you're. And save us from evil and the evil one. We're admitting that on our own we have no power there at all. But with the Holy Spirit's power, we have more power than the devil himself. And then many years later, gloriously was added, "For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah." Rejoice. What a gift the Lord's Prayer is for the whole world. Want to know the Lord's will? Start there and pray, Jesus teaches. And in that, then he gave us the camp song from last week. Most of you didn't seem very impressed with my camp song. Ask, Jesus tells us. Ask, and if it's my will, it will be given. Search and seek, and you will find. The Holy Spirit, the advocate, helper, guide will help you. And knock. And continue to knock. And eventually the door will be open. If you're knocking on the wrong door, the Holy Spirit will get you to the right door. This is incredible good news. Ask and it will be given. Search and you will find. And the door will be open. And the love comes a-tumbling down. What great good news. See, I only sang part of it for you today. Seek and you shall find and knock and the door shall be open. Ask and it shall be given and the love comes a-tumbling down. It's her fault. She's wearing black and gold today. She gets anything she wants. Especially since I'm heading to Pittsburgh. in this incredible good news. We finally get to today's gospel, but St. Luke is trying to teach us something in the first part. Come home today and read chapter 12. It says the crowd has gathered. St. Luke, being the historian, says thousands upon thousands of people have gathered. A multitude of people. They've heard about this relationship with the Father and this prayer. They've heard to ask and seek and knock, and they've gathered by the thousands to be with Jesus. And prior to today's question, Jesus has taught them many things. He begins this chapter with all the throng of the people, including his disciples, and he says, I know everything about you. Whatever is darkness in your life in here, I know about it. Bring it from the darkness into my holy light. The world still needs to pray about that and know it. That's exactly what mass murderers get stuck in the darkness in here, don't they? We need to pray that the Holy Spirit gets in there and yanks it out into the light of Christ. It is much more important than legislature. It's to get people to look and know. I know what's in your heart, Jesus says, and it can be black as midnight, and I can fix it, Jesus says, if you will turn it over to me. And that is incredible good news. It should have been today's gospel with all the horrific shootings in this country. Jesus says, I know. And in that teaching, he goes on at the beginning of this chapter, and he says, do not fear anyone who can kill the body. And he's directly attacking Rome with that. Do not fear those who can crucify you. Do not fear those who are in authority over you. Have reverence for the one who controls the soul. If you were in California at a festival, or El Paso, Texas at a Walmart, or bar hopping in Dayton, Ohio, just having fun, and those shooters took your life, they didn't take your soul. You are held in Jesus' loving embrace because the Father has given him all things, including our very souls. And no one can snatch those souls from the Lord's hands. And isn't that incredible good news? Shout it from the mountaintops. And before today, he warns us. Those who betray the Son of Man and say that he is not God, when they meet the Son of Man, I will say, I do not know you. And anyone who blasphemies the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. And what does he mean? Anyone who accepts me as Lord and Savior is what Jesus is teaching, and then says that I am not God, has blasphemed the Holy Spirit, instilling faith. Jesus teaches it, and it's blunt. In that incredible good news, because we have the gift of the faith, then the idiot shows up. The guy is an idiot. I mean, didn't you catch why today's psalm says even the stupid? Do you think there's a reason why that's attached to this gospel? So this gentleman, who I'm going to call an idiot, has been hearing all this. He's heard about the Lord's Prayer. He's heard about ask, seek, knock. He didn't hear my great version of it. Bonnie did, but he didn't. He's heard all these things. He's heard that no one can take his bodily life. Well, yes, they can, but they can't take his soul. And that Jesus knows everything, and he's mad. Teacher, tell my brother to give me half of the inheritance. Come on, you have all the power. Friend, who appointed me as judge and arbitrator over you? Beware, you are setting your riches on earthly things and not being rich towards my Father in heaven. And then he teaches us this beautiful parable. This man, think about the ego of this guy. This guy has so much stuff and he's got so much abundance. He's flaunting it already. His barns are full. They're bursting. And what does he do? He doesn't just go build more barns. He tears down in front of the whole town the barn that's already bursting just so he can build more barns and fill them to capacity. He's showing off about how great he is. He's not loving God. He's not loving neighbor. Ah, now I can just relax and eat and drink and be merry. And the parable is blunt. You fool. This very night, the one who has control over your soul has called for your life. Called for your life. And what if you were in California at the festival, or Walmart in El Paso, or Dayton at a club? Christians don't have to worry if their lives were claimed last night or earlier in the week. Because Jesus has their souls. Because they're rich towards God and rich towards neighbor. And that's what we're all about, isn't it? And isn't it incredible to celebrate it? My heavens, Lake Weir Middle School, 80% of those children and families are either at poverty or below it. I mean, think about it, just at or below it. Jesus says, I call you to be rich towards them. And you know how I am. I'm always asking, I'm always seeking, and always knocking. When that supply store called The Rock got open, basically initially was, no, we don't want your assistance. And I just kept knocking and praying and kicking. Have you noticed the door is starting to fly wide open right as the school year begins? Imagine that. Imagine that. Keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking, and sometimes kick the door in because you can't kick it in by your own power, but the Holy Spirit can. And now Monday, the new guidance counselor, Cindy and Elizabeth, our co-chairs of social ministry, are meeting with her. It's a woman. And she's already said, I will let you know if we need hygiene items and sneakers and socks and underwear and apparel for the kids who may have a ratty t-shirt. And wouldn't it be cool to go buy some nice clothes for the kids? And you will know what size it is and what they need. And now Louise, because you know how I am, the Holy Spirit went to Louise. I'm calling you to go to find out from Hope how I can be a tutor. Even Louise said, well, maybe not so much math, but English. And she got connected with Fred from Hope. And Fred says, oh, absolutely, right before school starts. And they're going to find out more about it on Friday. And you've been volunteered. Aren't you glad? You don't sound that excited about it. Look at Louise. She's fired up back there. In this incredible good news, seek, ask, knock, and serve. Be rich towards Lake Weir Middle School, Jesus says. And we are. And if our lives are claimed tonight, we can smile and know that in heaven, that we made that place better. Because kids who don't have love, who aren't able to be educated, tend to get into trouble and then bad things happen, don't they? There are thousands of kids, because of our being loving and rich towards them, who will not go down that path. And they don't know anything about the house of Gene and Karen. You want to give them a tour? For this building, the Lord's building, as we close in on this welcoming entrance as a functionality and a functional building and expandable, it's about who comes after us. Yes, those of us who are here will be there. But none of us are 20 or 19 or even 15 anymore. I'm 57 and I don't think I'm going to make it to be 114. I've lived more than half of my life. I am so excited to be part of you and to leave that for who comes after us. But know how the Lord is working. We don't even have doors and keys for the doors yet. Jesus says, be rich towards the neighbors. And guess what? If you want to have a meeting there, you better line up. Vicky's going to be in here Sunday night with the youth group she started. Monday, she's bringing over, when we're in there, Mondays, she's bringing the Girl Scout troop to be part of us, the one that she had to adopt because the leader stepped away abruptly out of the school up here. What's the school? Harborview, thank you. Tuesdays, our regular Girl Scout troop, and now the Daisies are there. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And by the way, one day in a parking lot, Mike's wife, Carol, said, hey, I need to talk to you. I think I'm going to start an AA group once we get in the new building. She's running out of days. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But won't it be great to be able to say, whoa, yeah, but once we have this space over here, you can meet over there as well. Isn't that incredible good news? We can have 14 nights of service to the Lord. Aren't you excited? Yes, get out your checkbooks. The electric bill is going up already. Isn't that exciting? Because we're rich towards the communities that are the Lord's communities. And that's an outpost for that before we're ever in it. Because people are already excited. They're building us mailboxes. Shouldn't that tell you something? Today, in the gospel, particularly the parable piece of it, when Jesus says, be rich towards God, he's reminding us that first and foremost, he is rich towards us. So rich towards us that he endured a horrific murder. So rich for us, he descended into hell with the sins of the world, including ours. And so rich towards us, he rose from hell and said, salvation is yours. Now Jesus calls and commands us, says, I've first been rich towards you. Now you go be rich towards others. Thanks be to God. Amen. Lord be with you now. And Don will dismiss us.
Go in peace. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, God our Father continues to send us to serve His Son Jesus and His ministries and missions fields. Continue to bring Christ to all people today and every day.